It's another exciting day in the city of Megalopolis, where the superheroes save the day and the lawyers save the superheroes. Today, though, we begin with neither lawyers nor superheroes, but those who serve society in a different way. Actors! Specifically, we begin on the set of Part and Parcel, one of Megalopolis's top sitcoms.
Alright, Part and Parcel Season 7, Episode 9, Scene 5, Take 1. And action.
Luke, I'm having the worst day.
Wow. Hi, Ellie. Nice to see you too.
Oh, come on. Don't be such a butt. Listen, I really need your help. I just got the craziest package assignment.
Oh?
Yeah! I need to deliver this box to Atlantis. How am I supposed to pull that off? I don't have gills.
Well, looks like you're in hot water.
What's this I hear about water?
Mr. Rogers!
Morning, Lyle. Our newest employee is just having some trouble with her assignment.
Is she?
No. Maybe a little. Mr. Rogers, have you ever had to do an underwater delivery?
Of course not. I don't have gills.
That's what I'm saying. So why would Miss Yurtz give me this assignment?
She's always had it out for our unit.
Well, we'll show her. Ellie, don't give up just yet. I've got a plan.
Oh, no. Not another one of the boss's famous plans.
Well, I promise it'll work this time. Okay, team, we're going to need duct tape, 6 pairs of sneakers, a lamp, and most importantly, tenacity. Let's get to work.
And cut. Great work, everyone.
Any notes, Ty?
Always, but I'll give them to you later. I need a cigarette break. Hey, Jill, you joining?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, Peter, a letter came for you while we were setting up. It's over on the refreshment table.
Got it, thanks. What the fuck, Paul?
Now, at the offices of Smith, Smythe, Smelt, and Smiggett, we catch up with our own star, Harper Hallow. Let's see what they're up to today.
Good evening, sir, and welcome to Smeet, Schmid, Schmick, and Smirk. Your lawyer, Mr. Arya, is running a little late tonight, my apologies, but in the meantime, I'm... Oh my goodness! You're...
I'm Peter McCree.
Yeah, you are! Wow, it's incredible to meet you, sir.
Well, considering you're about to help me out, likewise. Sorry, I didn't catch your
name. Oh, I'm Hallow. Harper. Mix Harper Hallow at your service. Sorry, I'm a big fan. The family used to love getting together to watch Part and Parcel. Oh man, we used to keep the paintball episode on repeat. I have to know, did you do your own stunts in that one? Everyone seems to have conflicting strata.
Whoa, slow down a bit.
Right. Sorry, I really should be in work mode anyway. I just got a little starstruck for a second.
Well, you can relax. Honestly, do people even watch sitcoms anymore? Can't have been the biggest name to come in here.
I suppose you're not. I did meet Ratman last week. But I see superheroes every day. It's rare to come in contact with an actor I like. Maybe it's weird, but it's just different, you know?
I suppose I get it. Once you started this job, you probably ended up meeting a bunch of heroes. The luster must have worn off fast.
Yep. After starting this job. Of course.
Thanks for the kind words.
Of course! Even if I weren't a fan, you're a client. Which is why I'm here. I'm not your lawyer. I'm not even a lawyer, not yet. I'm still in school. But since Mr. Arya isn't available right now, I'm supposed to get some info from you so we don't waste your time.
Alright, what info do you need?
Well, to start with, sorry, I haven't done this on my own before. And, you know, starstruck. I'm normally very on top of things, I swear.
It's really okay.
I guess the big one is, why are you here? Why do you need a lawyer?
Well, actually, it helps knowing you're a fan. At the very least, this will be easier to explain. So you know that I have a long-running role as Lyle Rogers on Part and Parcel.
Of course, it's America's leading sitcom. adapted from the similar but less good British sitcom following postal service workers. Plenty of people say the British version is superior, but the performances in the American version... sorry.
Yeah, all good. Well, let's just say my guardian manages my funds the way my character manages the office.
I don't know if Lyle is that bad at managing. He tries his best, even if he can be a bit spacey. Also, hold on a second. Guardian? Aren't you in your 30s?
Ah, right. Guess that you wouldn't have been informed. Tell me, Harper, what do you know about the hero Multipaul?
The cloning hero who makes temporary copies of himself? I'm familiar with his work.
Wonderful. Well, I'm him.
What?
Well, not him. I'm one of his duplicates.
His duplicates aren't temporary? Oh my god, so many of them get eaten by monsters! They could have had lives!
Don't worry, that's not how it usually works. Usually, we copies fade away once we're no longer needed. Otherwise, there'd be hundreds of us by now. Full on invasive species.
Oh. But you didn't fade.
I didn't. I was meant to. I was born years ago, during a fight with some disco-themed villain. Multipaul expected me to just last until the end of the battle. But these superpowers, I'm sure you know, they're not always consistent.
Yeah, I've come across some unpredictability in my time.
Every now and then, a copy just keeps going.
So you kept going. A whole new person.
Yep. I got myself registered with the appropriate agencies and came up with an original identity. Then I had a whole life ahead of me.
Of course, as is consistent with Kate's Law, which gets a bit messy. So even though you were flash cloned in, I'm guessing, your 20s, the law treats you like you were born at zero.
That's exactly what my birth certificate would say. I'm listed as my creator's dependent.
It's definitely not a perfect law, but to be fair, clone law is confusing at best, especially in cases where both are sure they're the original. Trust me, you don't want to spend 2 years of back and forth fighting over identities. It's an ordeal.
Yeah, it is what it is.
And so you got out of the hero game. But Paul stayed? Oh, by the way, you do also technically share the rights to the Multipaul branding, but we can go down that rabbit hole later.
Good to know, but yeah, I don't have too much interest. After all that paperwork, a whole world in front of me, I wasn't going to be burdened with responsibility. The world already has its duplication-themed hero, and I was free to pursue my childhood dream.
Acting.
Exactly. Multipaul and I shared a childhood, so technically it was both our dreams. But for whatever reason, our interests split when we did.
I can understand that. I actually have a twin, and we definitely differ in our dreams.
Yeah, it's not exactly the same thing. We were literally one person.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I just mean, you found a way to bring people happiness in your own way. No need to live in Multipaul's shadow.
Exactly. I found a way to give myself purpose, and I'm good at it. Harper, what would you do if you finally found your purpose and somebody dared to jeopardize it?
I'd do everything I could to hold on to it, and I'm going to help you do the same. Now, what specifically brings you here today? What is Paul stopping you from doing?
Buying a beach house!
I'm sorry, what?
He refused to approve my purchase, among other things. It's like I can't spend a dime of my money on anything that I actually want!
So, as your guardian, he is in charge of your money. Did he provide a reason?
Please! He doesn't bother to justify it. He just wants it for himself. He drains my funds buying himself trinkets and lavish vacations. Do you know he bought 6 of the exact same watch? We can duplicate something that small with our powers. He's just buying things to spite me.
Duplicate purchases do seem like a waste, even if he couldn't duplicate them.
Exactly! And it isn't just watches. In the last month alone, he spent my money on monogrammed corn dogs, a grill-shaped grill, and not the one you're thinking of, Cape M&M Rentals. It's Cape B&B for the absurdly wealthy. They rent mansions when they travel. 1,000 individualized utility belts, a seat in some billionaire's fancy plane, not a spaceship that's going to go into low Earth orbit, aka not space, and 5 identical NFTs. What's the point? You funged them yourself.
Okay, that's certainly a lot. And I can understand what brought you to us. Him burning through all your earnings is completely unfair.
Exactly. I came here to sue him for my money. Do you think you can help me?
Well, I can't promise anything since I won't be the one handling your case. But we'll look into it, and I think there's a good chance.
Great. And hey, there's 2 tickets to the Part and Parcel season finale filming if you pull it off.
Oh my god! Lois, could you send the details from the conversation to Mr. Arya? I'd really like to get started helping with it.
Certainly, McSallow. I am certain your fandom will be a boon.
You really think so? You don't think I'm gonna make him uncomfortable?
I do not. In fact, I just said the opposite.
I just wasn't sure if you meant it. Maybe you were being sarcastic. AIs can be sarcastic, right? I swear I read that online somewhere.
Well, if you read it on the internet, it must be true.
Anyway, all I'm saying is I want to get a head start. Clone Law is really interesting, and his original is taking advantage of his success. There must be some precedent we can use. And maybe I can impress Mr. Arya if I get some research done before he comes in.
Perhaps the cement crawler versus slip and slide case.
Haven't heard of that one. What were the facts?
Cement crawler and slip and slide were duplicates of one another, the original unclear to the court. Cement crawler became a hero.
I figured. Cement crawler isn't exactly a civilian name.
While the entity known as slip and slide did not.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a civilian name either.
It is not. Slip and Sly started committing crimes, developing a reputation as a supervillain. This eventually resulted in the two of them coming to blows.
Oh wow, intense. How did they end up in court?
Cement Crawler sued Slip and Sly, arguing that his nefarious deeds tarnished their shared name.
Given that they've both got good reputations and Multipol is a well-known licensed hero, that's probably not going to be a winning argument for Mr. McCree.
Well, perhaps you need to think outside the box. Precedent alone rarely provides an easy answer. Is it possible to have somebody contest guardianship?
From what I've seen, cases like those are only successful when the parents or guardians of the original are willing and able to take in the clone.
Yes, outside of such circumstances, failure does seem to be the most common result.
Are Paul's parents alive and well?
Alive, yes. Well, they are in an elder care facility.
Yeah, I didn't think that would.
Harper!
Miss Firestein? Where's Miss Castillo?
Shh. Don't let her hear you. She could be anywhere.
I don't even know the last time I saw one of you without the other. Why are you sneaking around?
Is it true that Mr. Arya's new prospective client is Peter McCree?
Sorry, I'm still trying to figure out what I can and can't share. Am I breaking rules if I tell you?
You just did.
Dang it.
It's fine. We're all on the same team. But I want to keep this hush-hush so I can surprise Cole.
Is Miss Castillo a fan of his?
Oh, Harper. She quotes the Hostage Crisis episode nearly every day. She'd kill to meet the lead of her favorite sitcom.
He did promise me tickets to the filming of the season finale if we could help him sue.
Oh my god, really? You have to let me help. Maybe I can swing some for her. Who's he trying to burn?
Multipol.
The superhero. For what?
Abuse of guardianship.
Guardianship? Do he and Multipol have a kid or something? I never would have guessed.
No, not a love child. Well, actually, sort of. He is the love child.
Of Paul? I didn't think he was that old. I guess if he's a teen father, I can see why he kept it under wraps.
No, he's a clone.
What?
Peter is Multipol's clone.
Oh, right. Multipol. Did not put that together.
Yeah, Paul's the original. And not a great one from the sound of it. Giving heroes a bad name.
Is he trying to use Peter for organ harvesting?
What?
Clone rights are a struggle.
Hey there, what happened to you?
Cole! Just helping Harper with a case for Mr. Arya real quick, then I'll be rushing back to you.
Oh, new case? What's the issue?
Well, the client, Ben, he's, a clone. And he's trying to legally separate from his guardian/original.
Oh, that can be tricky.
Yeah, it's hard to manage without proving the guardian is in some way harming the dependent. Courts are way more likely to intervene to increase an original's responsibility for the duplicate, not to sever the tie.
Have you tried checking if the guardian has infringed on the clone's identity? Could turn the tide. Look into Dynasty v. Dynamo.
I'll check it out. Thanks, Miss Castillo.
Anytime, kid. Come on, Bonds. I gotta be in court, and you promised to heckle from the gallery.
Of course! Harper, as soon as our schedules align...
I'll make sure you can meet with Ben.
Why do we want to meet Ben?
He's got, good gardening tips.
Yeah, because of our love of gardening.
Bonds, you hate gardening. You always say it reminds you of sorting the hay for the tigers when you were a kid.
What?
What, did a supervillain drug the coffee in you with something? Like, with something that makes you love plants? That does sound like something Weeping Willow would do.
That must be it. You know what, let's get to the courthouse quick. I'm sure it'll all wear off soon.
And he's really not available in the evening.
Apparently his character got stuck on the night shift for a while, so they're doing night shoots for at least the next month.
Well, this would be far easier if I could consult with my client directly.
Is there something I could be doing better? I'm trying to be as thorough as I can in my notes, but he refused recording by Lois because he's afraid it'll leak to the tabloids.
Damned actors. You're doing fine. It's simply inconvenient and a waste of your time to be passing messages back and forth. But if there's nothing to be done, there's nothing to be done. Tell me the latest.
Well, Miss Castillo suggested I look into Dynasty v. Dynamo, and it gave me some ideas.
Ah, yes, because he works in entertainment. That could be extremely on point.
That's what I thought! Of course, we can argue about the specific finances. I haven't had a lot of time to research that. But if we can just sever their legal ties completely?
Yes, yes. Depending on which judge we've got, there's a chance they would want to litigate each financial decision separately. You've been limiting your research to clone and duplicate law.
Yes. Is there another area I should be looking at?
I think it's time to think outside the box. What is Mr. McCree's legal status in relation to Multipol?
He's his dependent.
So effectively a child.
So, I should look into family law more generally?
You can narrow it further. Think of his profession.
He's an actor!
Precisely. Do you know what you have to do?
Yes, I think so! Thanks, Mr. Arya! I'll be sure to tell him where the idea came from. I'm sure he'll be grateful.
Yes, well, if he'd like to thank me, he can get his damned schedule in order.
Okay, we've come up with some options. Potential grounds for getting you and Multipol legally separated. Remember how I said you have rights to Multipol's branding? Well, he has no rights to Peter M. McCree's or any other intellectual property you create.
So how does that help me?
Well, for the most directly comparable precedent, there was a clone case a decade or so back where a hero named Dynasty was duplicated by a villain. The clone didn't want to step on her original's toes, so she started going by the Dazzling Dynamo. Fast forward a couple years, and the original starts doing work under that name, and the duplicate sues.
Did that work?
Yep. Dynamo got a huge payout and registered as a legally distinct entity due to the infringement on her IP rights. The hero license aspect of the case was more complicated, but that doesn't really apply to you anyway, so let's just focus on the IP. Has Paul ever done anything where he was using your name for himself? Gone to a meet and greet? Sold autographs? Maybe leaked compromising photographs?
You can't ever repeat a word of this, right?
Everything you tell me is confidential.
The pictures are real, and they're me.
But how could you—
Yoga, three times a day.
That can't be it. You'd have to be able to—
Moving on. He's never been stupid enough to try to run a scam where he's me. We're way too different for him to pull it off. He's a terrible actor.
And not much of a looker.
Oh?
Trying to lighten the mood a bit. Okay, so that's a dead end. Let's keep going down options.
Okay.
Has he ever made you take any exams for him?
Nope.
Has he ever used you for tax fraud?
Nope.
No complicated shenanigans involving Italian pop stars?
What?
Okay, I'll take that as a no. And I'm just gonna go ahead and assume it's a no for organ harvesting.
Organ harvesting?
Another no then.
Were those all your ideas?
No, there's definitely more. What was that?
McSallow, the source of the ruckus, if you will, is toward the elevator.
Oh, Peter! How could you do it to me?
I'll go investigate.
Sir, we really need you to calm down. There are people working here.
I know he's here! Trying to get some fancy big shot lawyers to sue me. Me, a hero! Aren't you supposed to be the good guys?
What? No, we're lawyers.
Specifically, we're lawyers who have already called security twice and are desperately resisting the urge to put your ass on ice.
Just relax, sir. We couldn't even tell you if he was here. You won't gain anything by standing around and yelling.
What's going on out here?
Mr. Paul here is on my last nerve. He ruined my surprise. And he's causing trouble.
Oh, it's so sweet that that's what you're mad about.
I know you're hiding him here. You cowards. How could you do this to me? A hero.
Oh, hero, Schmiro. You can't be here. Bro.
I'll pay you. I'll give you anything you want.
Okay, that's enough. Time to go, Mr. Paul. Miss Castillo and I will escort you out of the building ourselves.
Peter!
That evening, in the latter part of Harper's crossover shift.
I understand our prospective defendant had to be escorted out of the building.
Multipol, yeah. Miss Castillo and Miss Firestein took care of it. The guy's a total diva. I can't believe America's favorite show stars a version of that jerk.
Mix Hello, I can assure you one thing that I've learned over the course of my life. You should always believe that celebrities are jerks.
And what's worse is, I asked Peter, and there's no IP or identity-based grounds for a lawsuit. almost nothing we came up with has any facts to support it.
Not even organ harvesting?
Miss Firesteam was serious about that?
This generation, my word.
Seriously? Is that a thing? Making a duplicate just to take their organs?
In my day, I think
you'll
find...
Okay, actually, never mind. I can't believe I'm saying this, but let's stay on topic.
Fair enough.
I haven't gotten very far with the approach you suggested. Do you have any tips on where to start on actor stuff?
Focus on child star cases. Find out if Paul's been dipping into the Coogan Trust Fund. Peter must have one. That would be the easiest way to prove he's spending Peter's money and not his own.
Okay, thank you. That helps a lot. Who would have thought the boss on an office comedy is technically a child star? Kind of the opposite of you, right? You know, because you're immortal?
Get back to work, McHallow.
Right away, sir.
Exhausted from a week of crossover shifts, our protagonist, Harper Hallow, finally has an evening off. They try to catch up on some reading for class, but their heroic twin, Hazel Hallow, has other ideas.
Who tried to put a waffle through the sorting machine? Boss?
Do you have to watch this right now? I'm trying to concentrate.
I haven't seen this one.
And you still won't have seen it in an hour when I'm done with my evidence reading.
Come on, I haven't seen you all week. I just want to hang out with you and watch our favorite show.
Watching a duplicate with my duplicate.
You know I have super hearing, right? Who's a duplicate? Oh, someone confidential. Intriguing. Let me guess. Two words? Sounds like...
It's still confidential if I tell you with charades.
Fine, don't tell me. But now you owe me, so you're gonna watch with me.
Hazel, I have homework.
And you can do it over coffee in the morning.
I use that time to reread my notes for a third time, so I'm extra prepared.
I'm not even sure how to argue with that. Seems like it argues with itself. Come on, it's the Sasha Nebraska episode. I've been meaning to see it for ages. I'll let you read me the IMDb trivia.
Okay, that does sound fun. And I could use a day off. I've been passing notes and messages between the day shift and night shift all week.
Good! Hang on, I'm gonna back it up a bit.
It's season 4, right? Oh, never mind, found it.
Tried to put a waffle through
wow, there's
the
a lot
machine.
Of trivia on this one. Oh, shit!
What? What's wrong?
I'm an idiot!
Okay, but what's new?
I can't believe I didn't think of this! All the back and forth, talking to Mr. Arya and Peter separately, I missed it!
And you're not even gonna tell me, are you?
Nope. But you can hit play again. I'll research this tomorrow.
Rude.
And once again the following afternoon, Harper talks with their favorite sitcom star.
I'm sorry your guardian showed up. I'm just glad they were able to stop him from going postal out there.
Is this really the time for catchphrases?
Sorry, you really can't help it. I ended up binging a whole bunch of your show last night with my sibling.
Glad I could entertain you both.
It helped, though. I had a bit of a breakthrough. I still have a few questions to ask you, though. Do you have any evidence that Multipol has gained access to your Coogan Trust account? It would make things easier.
Coogan Trust?
Since you're a child actor, technically, he has to put 15% of your earnings into a trust for when you come of age. Actually, your employer should be putting it there directly. Is the other 85% enough for him, or do you think he's dipped into that?
I can try to find out. Check with the bank.
Okay, great. That could really help. And just to double check our records, how old are you?
Legally, I'm 16. Biologically, I'm in my 30s.
Perfect. That's how old Sasha Nebraska was in that episode I watched last night. What's the name of that song? Fine for Now? If it's good for you, then I'm fine for now. We just keep on spinning while we get turned out. Better count your blessings. Better fill that cup. 'Cause when that clock's finished ticking, buddy, your time is up.
Oh yeah, Sasha got a ton of praise for that one.
And did you know it was her first acting role after she was emancipated?
No.
You really should talk to your co-stars more. We might have figured this out earlier. When she was a child star, her guardian, Monterey Jack, funneled all her money into reviving his career. So what did Sasha Nebraska do? She waited till she was 16 and then filed for emancipation.
And legally, I'm a child star too.
Exactly!
You think that this would work? For a clone?
Nobody's ever tried before, but that means no one has failed. It'd be a big step toward getting control of your money back, stopping Mr. Paul from taking more. Then we can just sue him to get back the rest.
Cut him off from the stream of my money, and he'll have to deal with the consequences of his spending habits. Take that, Paul G. Rizm.
I need to confirm all this with Mr. Arya, but based on my preliminary research, we'll need character witnesses from people close to you, statements from other prominent clones that I can have SIMP put you in contact with, and a petition with everything you've told me that the two of us can draw up. Then it's all signed,
sealed,
and delivered.
Oh, this is fantastic, Harper. Thank you. You really got the idea from an episode of my show?
Well, technically I got it from the IMDb trivia, but...
That's still impressive. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And hey, I know we've still got a ways to go before we've wrapped up your case, but can I ask for a favor?
You can certainly ask.
Could we take a selfie?
Oh no, Cole, you were wrong. The conference room is still being used.
Well, since we're here and Mr. McCree isn't gone, maybe we could get an autograph?
Would you record a personal message for me? I need an automatic response for when interns ask me stupid questions.
You know what? I actually have a call time coming up, so I gotta run. But I can leave a duplicate for all that. Bye! Thanks, Harper.
Wait, is that a good idea?
Well, we'll find out if I fade in a few minutes, won't we?
And find out they did. But we'll let that be our little secret, eh, listener? We'll see you again soon, listener. For wherever there are lawyers being super, there are supers needing lawyers. Join us next time for another exciting day in the city of Megalopolis, here on Super Suits.
Super Suits is an original production of the Faustian Nonsense Network. The episode Part and Parcel was written by Stefan Lewis, story by Joe Cruz, directed by Amelia Kinch, and sound edited by Kai Gwillem Pritchard. All music in Super Suits is by TJ Woods. You can find more of his work linked in the show notes. The showrunner overseeing Super Suits writing and production is me, Jackie Salaji. Go to FaustianNonsense.com to check out our other shows, and email us questions and comments at hello@FaustianNonsense.com. Or find us on Twitter at @SuperSuitsPod. Our amazing voice cast for this episode includes Mornal as Harper Hallow, Marion Toro as Bonnie Firestein, Erin Nicole Lundquist as Colette Castillo, Rebecca Hansen as Lois, Ben Meredith as Malcolm Arya, Johnny Sims as our narrator, Ty Coker as Hazel Hallow, Greg Karobis as Peter, Paul, and Peter Number 2, Dan Covell as the director, Lindsay Zana as Jill/Ellie, and Luke Patrick as Luke. Thank you to all the generous backers who supported the Super Suits crowdfunding campaign. We could not have done this without you. Thank you also to our generous patrons on Patreon. If you like what we do and would like to support us, as well as get some fun bonus content for Super Suits and our other shows, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/FaustianNonsense. And most importantly, thank you for listening to Super Suits. We at Faustian Nonsense would like to thank our patrons. If you would like to become a patron, you can sign up at patreon.com/FaustianNonsense. Thank you first to our patrons who are meeting us at the crossroads. Neith L., Anke Fenra, Yoshiko A., Anthony Ampersand, Jonathan E., David O., Joseph Z., Mark S., J.A.C., Greg C., and K.S. And especially thank you so much to patrons at the Pod's Best Friend tier. Guy Z., Alec L.B., Probs Not Hawkeye, Jolene, and Trevor S. Thank you so much.
Were you accused of a murder enacted by supernatural forces beyond your control?
Yeah.
Are you seeking a multi-figure gold settlement for damages to your business?
Yes.
Are you a young entrepreneur seeking justice for the murder of a family member that would be here if you were better at your job?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Thomas Phelps. I am the attorney, along with my assistants, of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher, and we want to help you get justice.
Our expert legal services are available for a modest fee. but not too modest. I got a family to feed.
As a bot, I don't eat, but I do have a hunger. A hunger for justice.
And that hunger drives us to work for you, future client. From investigation to sentencing, we've got you covered for everything from public urination.
Oh, yeah.
To murder in varying degrees.
Don't look at me.
The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher care about families. That's why they work quickly to help get this daddy off. I was blown away.
My business was in trouble after an unfortunate case of property damage. But the attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher helped set things right with a hefty gold settlement.
So come on down to the law offices of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher.
Located in the old Biscayne Boys building.
In Eastern Orgea.
Just follow the podcast highway signs for Dungeons and Drimbus and take the Season 3 exit. The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbio, and Felcher are not responsible nor liable for any of the following that may be incurred while working on your case. Sudden death, loss of limb, heartbreak, the use of magic to secure evidence, the wrath of an interdimensional being, urinary bladder infections, nausea, depression, the sudden desire to remove one's clothing, the illicit romance of a will-they-won't-they workplace scenario, or a complete and utter disregard for the natural laws of space and time.
Join your favorite fantasy attorneys for their next case. Dungeons and Drimbus publishes every Friday, wherever podcasts are found.
Hi, podcast listeners. I hope you're enjoying Super Suits. It's me, Cherub, Megalopolis' premier sidekick. I can't wait to become a full-fledged hero one day, but I've got great news. You can be a hero right now by signing up for the Faustian Nonsense Patreon. Super Suits is made by a whole bunch of hard-working creators who put a lot of time and effort into bringing you this awesome show, along with lots of other podcasts. So if you can, you'd be their hero and mine if you donate a little each month through Patreon. And if you sign up for the Meet Us at the Crossroads tier or the Pod's Best Friend tier, then not only will you be a hero, you'll also get a hero's rewards. Extra content for Super Suits and other FN shows, early access to new episodes of originals, and personal shoutouts thanking you. For my personal favorite, if you sign up at any tier, you get to see adorable pictures of the cutest FN pets. Adorable animals belonging to creators at Faustian Nonsense. So sign up today at patreon.com/FaustianNonsense and they promise they won't take your soul or drain your superpowers or anything, I asked.